All right, Bill Bartee, welcome back to the Carolina Outdoors. Now, you know, later on we're going to talk about the weather, and, you know, the one thing you can do about the weather?
Oh, let me think.
You can go somewhere else. You can go international. You can go to the Southern Hemisphere and change things drastically.
That's a good answer.
You don't like it here? Get on that plane, go somewhere else.
Move it on out.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about right now. We have talked to this gentleman several times here on the Carolina Outdoors about his adventures, and his adventures have gone all over the place, but they have really gone to one place, Mount Kilimanjaro. And as people check this place off their bucket list, we in Charlotte have somebody that's really a treat because he shares information and he has shared his adventures, Macon Dunnigan. Macon, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. We're looking forward to learning a little bit about Kilimanjaro from you.
Bill, Don, how are you all doing?
We are doing A-OK. Don brought it up. If we don't like the weather here or wherever we are, the one thing we can do about it is go somewhere else.
That's right. We can travel.
And you know what? The weather in Tanzania, and when I climb in February and in July, is absolutely unbelievable.
So what is the best time of year to take on a trip like a summit trip of Kilimanjaro?
Well, it's really rewarding to leave Charlotte in February where the weather is stunning. You know, it's really nice here in February. It's in the 20s and 30s and cloudy and rainy. And go to Kilimanjaro when it's where it's 90 degrees and absolutely no humidity, beautiful. And go climb Kilimanjaro. And then July, when it's very, very hot here, it's very cool there. It's rarely gets out of the upper 70s and lower 80s. And again, no humidity. So it's a fine time to be over and climb Mount Kilimanjaro.
Now, one thing about climbing Kilimanjaro, you get to see sort of a lot of different weather just on your way up, don't you?
You do. Matter of fact, there can be, in February, there can be a 100-degree temperature swing. You can start out, it'd be 110 degrees or so down at the base. But by the time you get up to the top of Kilimanjaro, it could be negative 10. And so you can experience 100. I've only done that once, though, when it was that hot. And that was 8 years ago when I was climbing Kilimanjaro in February. But again, it can be a 90, 70, 80-degree temperature swing in 4 days.
If you're just joining us here in the Carolina Outdoors, we're talking to an author, an adventurer, a humanitarian, we're going to get to that, and an international ambassador, Macon Dunnigan, who has climbed Mount Kilimanjaro how many times?
41. Go back for 42 in February.
42 will be undertaken in February. So, Macon, tell us how this all got started and where humanitarian and international ambassador come into your repertoire of resume.
Well, it started back in 1998, and I won a trip to Africa and decided I was getting ready to turn 40 and to climb Kilimanjaro. And again, that's where you and I first talked because I needed to get outfitted to go climb Kilimanjaro, which in the late 90s was not very well. There were only a few people that we had known who had done it. And so went up, did it, and came back down. And then the next year took a friend and did it. And from there it just took off. And then I wrote the book, Sons of Kilimanjaro.
What about the humanitarian part of your deal? You've led and helped raise money for several organizations by climbing Kilimanjaro. Tell us about that.
Rotary is one. We did the in Polio Now Mount Kilimanjaro climbs. The other one, of course, is Ovarian Cancer Canada and Ovarian Cancer USA. What I do is I help groups plan their fundraising trips. And if I have enough time and I'm over there, I'll be more than happy to lead the trip. And again, I don't charge to do this at all. Climbing Kilimanjaro is, most people have hobbies of playing golf or playing basketball or whatever. Mine is climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. And I do it for fun.
Now, tell us about international travel these days, because a lot of people have a lot of concerns about going out of the country and so forth with safety and all. Tell us about Tanzania, South Africa in general.
Well, you know, Tanzania now has gotten it's become very, very easy to get to. Before it was like you had to go to Amsterdam and fly in on KLM, or you have to go to London and fly to Nairobi and take another flight down. But with Ethiopian Airways, they've got incredible service leaving from Newark, Toronto, and Dulles Airport. And they go straight to Addis Ababa. And from Addis Ababa down to Kilimanjaro, for the people who don't have a lot of time to climb Kilimanjaro and go on safari, this is a huge time saver, because if you leave on Friday, you're going to be there Saturday at 1:30 in the afternoon, which gives you plenty of time to go through your briefing, and then you can get up the next morning and climb Kilimanjaro on Sunday. It's a time saving thing. The Ethiopian Airways is offering a safari also, where you actually wear your safari clothes on the plane, because when you land in Kilimanjaro, they pick you up, and 2 hours later, you're in Arusha National Park walking with a giraffe. So it's an incredible experience. And again, with all these airlines coming into Kilimanjaro Airport, the price of flying in there has dropped considerably since the early 2000s.
I think he's got his international ambassador hat on right now, Don, because he was recognized by the president of Tanzania as an honorary Tanzanian ambassador of tourism to the United States. Macon Dunnigan is his name, and he has climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, the highest peak in Africa, 41 times. In February, he'll be going for 42. Macon, you have shared a lot of your wisdom and a lot of the occurrences in a book called Sons of Kilimanjaro, which we're still waiting for that movie to come out. Tell us about that book.
Well, the book deals with four fellas who are put together, and they're not friends at first. They're kind of put together in a group, and they climb the Marangu route up Mount Kilimanjaro, and they deal with adversity along the way and grow as friends. And it's a quick read. It's a good book, but I had a person tell me one time after they finished reading it, they were exhausted, because it felt like they had actually climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, but you know, we are having an information session coming up at Jesse Brown's Outdoors November the 14th.
Okay, that's a Tuesday evening, 6:30 to 8 at Jesse Brown's. Macon Dunnigan will be on hand. And Macon, what do you do at those meetings, at those informationals, and who are they open to?
Open to anybody. And what we do is we just go through I just talk about the seven routes up Mount Kilimanjaro, pros and cons of all. Talk about the one that I really enjoy climbing, which is the Rangai route. And then open the floor up and get people to ask me questions. Now, I don't care if you're climbing with Zara Tours, who I work with, of course, in Tanzania, or anybody else. It's just for anybody who has a question about climbing Kilimanjaro.
I'm going to ask you about some of the adversity, and our guest, Macon Dunnigan, here on the Carolina Outdoors with Don Yeager and Bill Barty, the outdoor guys. Macon, everybody, and you could talk about it, the families that you have taken up, young people, the old people, the people who do, 20 push-ups once they get to the top of the mountain. But those are all the celebrations. But tell us about the most adversity that you have suffered on the mountain.
Adversity that I have suffered on the mountain. Well, again, the only really tough one that we dealt with was we had it's called ice fog. It came over, a cloud came over and descended on us when we were about an hour from the top of Uhuru Peak, and it froze everything. You know, I would say it was 15 degrees below zero, and this cloud descended on us, and it completely just covered everything with a coating of ice. But the one person who really went through a lot of adversity was John Kearns from Toronto, Canada, who lost his arm and a leg, a right arm and a right leg, in a train accident 10 years ago, and was able to coach him through. And he actually summited Mount Kilimanjaro using a prosthetic device and one hiking pole. Just an amazing feat, and I was proud to be part of that, to coach him through climbing Mount Kilimanjaro with all the adversity that he had gone through. But he did summit.
That's fantastic. Well, I'm sure that everybody has their own reasons for climbing, and as you talked about international travel and the ease with which Tanzania and Kilimanjaro are opening up for more and more visitors, Macon Dunnigan, we look forward to seeing you over at Jesse Brown's on that November 14th evening, 6:30 to 8. He'll be on hand to present the different routes and also to provide advice on how to travel. Do you safari beforehand or afterwards? All of that will be there. He says after. Macon Dunnigan, thank you so much for being on the Carolina Outdoors.